Hello.
Sí, hello, buenas tardes.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Christian. I'm with Local Slash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good myself. Thank you for asking. I was looking to speak with the business owner for Desert
What's
Position.
this about?
Yeah, we're calling because we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. We wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services in your area. I'm sure that you're able to handle more business at this time, is that right?
Yeah, do you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website.
What are you under?
Local Splash.
Local
That's the name.
Splash, advertising or Local Splash,
Marketing, advertising, all the
Internet
in that
marketing
genre.
service in Fountain Valley?
It's correct. That's you're looking us up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
that's us right
if
there.
I were to tell you I want to be the first guy that pops up when they look up landscaping or landscape designer, you could make that happen?
Yeah, we can make that happen for you.
How long does it take for me to get on there as number one?
Well, we would have to look at the numbers, right? Basically, one of our pricing directors, they're the ones that handle like the packages, right? And they have like the numbers for each individual city, 'cause it kind of varies from, I mean, for you do landscaping, but it's really, we try to get you there in, if possible, we try to get most of the guys there in the first month, right? Sometimes it goes a little bit longer than that, but we try to shy around that time.
And do you guys request upfront payment, or is it like a half and half thing?
It'll be upfront. That's how we
That's
do
gonna
it.
be
And
hard.
you said that would be hard? I mean, our prices are a lot
Yeah,
more
because
affordable than.
the thing is that, how can I say it? There's a lot of like scams going on, you know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, for the call that you're giving me right now, I kind of got like open-minded right now, because normally I would just tell you guys like, oh yeah, man, I don't have time to talk right now. I'll call you guys back. So at the same time, if I am going to be working with you guys, there has to be like a proven point, like, hey, look, we're making this happen.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we take it month by month, right? We're a performance-based company.
Yeah, and if I don't pay you guys take me off. You guys
Right.
drop me down to wherever I was at, or probably lower.
When was the last time that you searched for yourself, like, landscaping
Oh,
services?
I'm not number one, like the first one, but I am there. I do it all the time. I look at myself every day.
Oh, okay, so you kind of, you search on Google every now and then? You said every day?
I look myself up every day.
Every day? Oh, okay. How long have you been trying to get to the first pay spot?
I'm not really worried about it because I already have work. Like I said, it's something that I literally opened up my mind right now. And how long do we have on the call? Like 3, 4 minutes? Believe it or not, when people call me about this, because you're not the only one, I normally just either hang up or, and this is not trying to be rude or trying to sound like a dickhead. Sorry about the word. But it's just, nowadays you got to be careful who you do business with, especially over a phone call.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I agree with you on that. There is a I've run into a lot of people that,
What's your
have been
name?
scammed. My name is Christian. My name is Christian
Oh,
Romero.
okay.
And then, but basically, I mean, we will show you all the licensings that we have directly with Google. I mean, we are a direct channel with them, right? We're a premium partner with them. So a lot of people can't say or even show proof of that, right? And we can
Yeah, so
definitely,
look, check this out. Number one, how do you guys accept payment?
We can do a form, any
Zelle?
card form.
Do you do Zelle?
I don't believe we do Zelle. Let me
So
double
that would
check.
be one thing, is like I'm not open to giving you guys my card number.
Okay. Yeah, that
I
would
could
have to
Zelle you
be.
guys,
Let me ask real quick. I don't think it's a form of payment that we.
Maybe it's something that you would be open to, or something, an idea that I just gave you guys. It's just, giving your card number out is like, that's kind of like, that's a big no-no for me, at least.
Right, no, I definitely get that part. Because basically, you know, what we would do is we would show you, like, how we do things, what we do. I mean, there's a lot of reviews on there. Some of them are great. Some of them, you know.
So, nah, I get it. Don't worry. Look, my only thing is I do not want you to do no marketing. I don't need advice. I don't need a website. I just want you guys, if you're saying that you could put me when people look up landscapers in my city and I'm one of the first ones to pop up, that's all I need from you guys.
Yeah, that would be the service that we are providing. Yeah, we can help you out with that. That's no problem.
Yeah. I mean, if you could accept Zelle, I mean, by all means, I'm in it to hear you out more.
I actually have a pricing director here with us. I just want to ask you two quick questions. You do commercial work as well or just residential?
I do, but I don't like it.
You don't like the commercial work?
Nah, there's no money in it.
So mainly residential, correct?
Yeah, but I don't mind saying that I do, you know?
Okay, gotcha. See, the Zelle, they just got back to me. We can't accept Zelle because it's not a secure form of payment, right? We only take card, which protects you, right? And
I mean, Zelle, once I send it once, I can't ask for it back, even if I put a claim. Zelle is very strict. Zelle, once you send the payment, they're like, that's it, you're done. You already sent the payment. There's no way for me to fight it. I sent like $1,000 one time to the wrong person, and I thought it was my friend's number that he still had. I never got that money back.
It's because Zelle is mainly for like person to person, right? It's not really from like person to business.
But I mean, look, to start off and build the relationship, I mean, I could drive down to you. I mean, how far are you from me? Let me see. You have an office, right, that we could walk into?
Yeah, we have one. It's right there, the address on the Fountain Valley area one.
Let me see how far you are. 1 second. You're like 2 hours. I grew up over there in L.A., so you're not far.
Yeah, because we have like 19,000 clients right now with us. I mean, they all have done the card payment, right? We normally don't do the Zelle because of...
Would you guys allow me to go in the office and give you a payment in cash?
I can ask, but most likely no. We like to make sure that there's, you know, some form of card on the file. So let me check here. I mean, if we find a way, you know, for you to set this up with us, right, something that is, and we're looking to, you know, protect the purchase, and the way you can protect that is with the card. But everyone here is set up the same way, right? Everybody that we have on with us.
I mean, like, I'm telling you, I'm like, telling you, like, kind of, like, not trying to be rude, but I'm kind of telling you what I would be comfortable with, you know?
Right.
Like I said, I'm just how you're trying to protect yourself, I'm trying to protect myself, too.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, if, you know, that trust factor is, you know, too much to overcome, then we're probably, you know, not looking to do business, right? Because there does have to be, you know, a trust factor to move forward with this. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, people have been scammed before, so it's understandable. But that's our only form, right? And if we can't get past that, then it would probably not be a good business relationship.
Yeah, I know, right? So, and I guess it is what it is, and my answer is no, I can't. Either I could sell you or I could drop off cash to you at your office.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, that would not be accepted by
us,
unfortunately.
Yeah, my bad, bro. It's just like I said, it's just a thought I had of opening up in conversation, because I haven't talked to nobody else that calls me about this way. But it's just something that I was like, you know what, let me ask these people, like, if they would be open to my thoughts, you know?
Right. It's because for marketing, nobody really takes cash. I know for services like, you know, plumbing or roofing even,
well,
those
look,
services, they take cash.
This would
marketing
be,
companies don't really
this
take
would be
cash.
Like a, this would be something that if you could talk to them about, is just to start and build a relationship. Once I have a relationship with you guys, like, okay, here's my card number, you know? I want to advertise more next month. Here you go, more funds.
Right. I mean, because
we're
Google's
right
biggest partner.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to save your info down. If you want, once I get a chance, I'll give you a call back. Let me do a little bit of research on you guys.
Yeah, no worries. We'll be here. You know, we can help you out. I mean, I'll definitely bring it on board to, you know, some of the managers here, see,
hey,
like
you
said, kind of starting off or something.
I don't know if nobody has ever asked you that, but I want you to kind of put yourself in our shoes, too, as someone that you're calling. It's just, in this world, you got to figure out a way to get the trust of the people. And like I said, I know I'm pretty sure you call a few people per day or per month. And sometimes people are scared, man, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I make calls, you know, in different cities for different spots that we have open. Right? We only call when we have a spot open, basically. So you can't just, like, call us and get the
service. Is there a company that you
service.
Used to work with out here that you're not working with anymore? Or is there a company, either plumbing or electrical, that you're currently working in the Coachella Valley?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're working with some. I don't have that, you know, on hand right now. I would have to, like, look it up here in our system, right? But I'm pretty sure there's somebody in the area that we either a roofer or a plumber or...
Try to get me a referral that's out here in the Coachella Valley because it's a small valley. Try to get me somebody that you might guys be working with, either it's in the same industry or another industry. And then, like I said, we could start off there too. I'm trying to do it. But, you know, if I don't, to me, it's like I said, not trying to be rude, but we have work, you know? But, hey,
yeah,
expanding
definitely.
Doesn't hurt. But I want you to put yourself in my shoes, too, you know? It's a scary situation.
Yeah, we have lots of companies in your area. I'm going to send you some referrals. And then, like that, you can kind of maybe check us out. You can get their, you know, their kind of side of what they're feeling that we're offering and everything. And then, you know, we can circle back and kind of just take it from there.
Yeah, send me all that info. Do you have my number there, my cell phone? What number are you calling?
The 4971. The answer
yeah.
4971.
All right, text me if you can.
All right, definitely. We'll see what we can
and
do.
And then
see
if you send me all the info and you don't hear back from me by like Thursday or Friday, call me around this time. This is the best time to catch me. Because if you call me in the morning, I probably will like not see the call.
Okay, no worries. We'll call you around this time then.
All right, appreciate you, brother. I hope you understand.
Yep, no worries. You take care of yourself. Have
all
a great
right,
rest of the day.
You, bro.
Take
all
care.
Right, you too, man.